Blog Talk Radio.
The real deal, no BS talk show with Queen Akaya. We eliminate falsehood, speak truth, bring about black consciousness, unity, and self-sufficiency. It's the real deal, no BS talk show.
Figure we lay it on you, let you know how we feel about love.
Paint a pretty smile each day. Loving is a blessing, yeah. Never let it fade away. It's all about love, yeah. Feel yourself a true romance. Beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your life. Fill your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind. It's all about love, yeah. Talking to yourself is fine. Makes you feel much better. Know just where to draw the line, girl, my dear, girl, my dear, oh, God.
Beauty.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Happy New Year 2024. We made it, y'all. We are here in a new year with new ideas, new thoughts. And as the brothers just told us, you know, earth, wind, and fire is all about love, right? I was preparing for the show, and it was so much going on in the world today. First, I'd like to say bonjour, bonsoir, bonui. Nagadav, good evening, good afternoon, and grand rising, depending on where you are. The Queen doesn't want to leave anybody out. You know, we're looking at what's going on in our politics. We're getting ready for a new election in 2024. How you doing with that? Are you even going to vote? There are a lot of people saying they're not voting. There's nobody they really want to vote for. You know, so what do we do? Deal with whoever's in office and complain about it because we don't want to take the time to study and vote. You know, I know it's difficult. I really do. I know that our choices are very limited, you know. For the first time in many years, we have Kanye West is going to be running for office. I think that's the first. I think he's an independent. I'm not sure. But it's going to be interesting to see how that pans out. Of course, we have, you know, who running, and then we have that other one running. But I don't even want to mention their names. That's just how deep I am with it. I am so happy to be here, though, this afternoon. Cold day in Chicago, very cold, below zero temperatures. But we're making it through it, you know, as they say, if there ain't no beauty, we got to make some beauty. Have mercy to you. That's what he said. That was Earth, Wind, and Fire. We don't not own the rights to that song. We just was kind of sampling it for today's show. Our prayers go out to our brothers and sisters in Gaza, as well as our brothers and sisters in Sudan and any other place where there's war. It's going in Yemen, Syria. Looks like we're headed for World War III. But, you know, we got to make some beauty. We got to make some love. And then what he said in the song, we got to make it happen. We got to think the thoughts that we want, see the things that we want to see in our lives going into 2024. You know, there's still this problem with racism in this country. Yeah, it is. It still is. I know we think we've overcome, that we've made it through. I've been listening to a lot of Neely Fuller Jr. I don't know if you are aware of him, but you should Google him. He does Blog Talk Radio as well, and it is a great show. It's called Produce Justice, and he talks a lot about racism and white supremacy. He talks about that, the fact that what we don't know, what things we do know, excuse me, if we don't understand white supremacy and racism, the things we do know will confuse us. He talks about this situation being in 9 areas. I would like to say 10 areas. Baba says that there are 9 areas of activity, and that if we don't understand these 9 areas of activity, we'd be lost. Reminds me of Carter G. Woodson, who talked about the miseducation of the Negro, how it took him 30 years to unlearn what he learned at Harvard, because at that time, he did not understand these 9 areas: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war, and counter-war. Those were the 9 areas, but I would also like to take a piece on that healthcare, that it's very much real. We noticed this when it happened with us during this whole COVID. There were more black people that died than any other race of people that lost their lives to COVID. The numbers were very high. You know, we look at what's going on with our the new laws that were passed to stop abortions throughout the state. There are some cities and towns, or excuse me, states that still honor this abortion law. And then there are some that completely have wiped it out. I am a pro-choice person, I guess. You know, I can say that. So this whole healthcare piece jumped out at me as well. If you're interested in checking out Neely Fuller's show, it's a great show. It's on Blog Talk Radio. He comes on live at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it's a 2-hour show. Brother Neely Fuller is a great speaker. He's written this book on the counter-racism, the codes that we should follow as people of color. And, you know, it's a wonderful show. Please check it out on Blog Talk Radio on Tuesday morning. That's the only day it comes on. You can always go to his website and check out his shows as well, producejustice.com. I know here I am promoting somebody else's stuff and not really promoting mine. You know, you can reach us at 224-531-1122 after show hours. During showtime, you can hit us at 516-666-9889. Yeah, I'm still working on it, working on this piece. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and believe it or not, we have a YouTube page now. Please like and subscribe. So as I was saying earlier, the things that we do understand will confuse us if we don't understand this whole piece on white supremacy, racism and white supremacy. Yeah, it's 2024 and we're still dealing with this counter-racism code or racism period. As we look at our brothers and sisters that are in prison, there are more African-Americans in the prison system, parole and probation systems, then we're in slavery. You know, this stuff is deep. And, you know, I was doing a few shows, the last few shows that I did do was about the ceasefire. And I spoke to some of my colleagues, I guess I should say associates, people in my life that I choose to call friends and or foe, and they were like, why are you so worried about what's going on in Palestine? And, you know, I said, I'm not only talking about Palestine, I'm talking about Sudan, where there were, what, 6 million people misplaced already? 2 million have been killed, and that's black-on-black crime war. That's what's going on. And we look at the other, we look down there in Ethiopia. I mean, we can go around the globe and just look at what's going on in our world. And is this racism and white supremacy at its finest? Because it has taught us to hate each other, period. To distrust each other, period. So, you know, today's show, I'm just kind of bouncing around, getting ready for the new year on what I'm going to be working on going forward. And I'm so glad that you joined in and logged on because we can't do it alone. It's impossible. I'm also working on peeling the onion on another website that I have, the Real Deal No BS Talk Show. And I'm also doing the Real Deal, The Answers Are in the Steps. I got a lot of different things going on, and I'm going to bring it all together and put it in one nice package and deliver it to you. So, you know, today I'm just kind of touching base on what they say, what you doing? Not how you doing, but what you doing. What are we doing to prepare ourselves, whether we're going to be voting or we're going to be fighting against this racism, sexism, the isms? Are we in love and happy and enjoying our lives, or are we confused and sad and ready to give up? There's so much going on, and we are here for a short time. You know, I know it feels like, you know, someone being 70 or 80 years old, even 90, that they've lived a long life, but it's almost like a blink in the eye that one day we're young and the next day we're old. It's real like that. Hey to all my seniors out there, as my friend calls them, rock stars, the true rock stars. You know, it's just very disheartening to see what's going on in the world. And then trying to act like everything is fine. Everything's okay, you know? My dad used to say, it's strange when you pick up the newspaper and you see so many people were killed in a plane accident or car accident. And you say, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. But you don't know what that's like until you experience it for yourself. Then you know the true essence of what that person is going through. So I can't even say we haven't had bombs dropped on us, because we have. There's a history where there's been bombs dropped on an entire community back in the 70s. Second time, I believe the first time was down there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where they blew up parts of that city after they burnt it down because they were jealous of what black people had accomplished on their own. You know, they had banks, hospitals, schools, homes, pharmacies. They had a productive lifestyle. And the Europeans got so mad about it, they went and burnt that shit down. They found some reason, come up with some lie. Somebody whistled or spoke or said something to one of them that they didn't like. It was all jealousy. Those people were living way better than any of those that were living there. And as Tulsa, to what we call it, the Black Wall Street, was destroyed. And not only that area, we can look around, as I think they called it in 1918, the Bloody Sunday, where these Europeans went crazy and started burning down and tearing up cities all over the U.S., all over St. Louis. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Because when we don't get what we want, we act out. We act out. They act out even more. They're the ones who taught us how to get crazy with this stuff. Who built this atomic bomb? Wasn't us. You know, black people, we don't hate like that. We just don't. We don't. We are the mothers and fathers of the world. So we do not want to just kill our children. So, you know, today's show, we're just like I said, I'm jumping around a little bit. It's all right to do that sometime. But please check out Produce Justice, the Counter Racism Code. It's a great show. I've enjoyed it every Tuesday for the last few months, maybe even a year. We're also going to be talking about Dr. James Small. We're going to take a little peek into their new movie that came out, Heavy is the Crown. If you haven't seen that movie, please check that docuseries out. It was absolutely wonderful. So I want you to check that out too. Heavy is the Crown, The Heavy Side of Darkness. The other side, the heavy side of darkness, I think it is. Heavy is the Crown. So please check it out. There are some of our greatest leaders that are speaking on that piece. And they're all talking about ancient Kemet. They're talking about Kush. They're talking about this whole belief system, religious beliefs, and where they come from. You know, we look at Christianity. We look at Islam. We look at what are the Jewish people, the Torah. You know, that's what they believe in. So it makes me wonder who believes in what with all these bombs going off on these people all around. It's ridiculous. It's been, what, 3-4 months of this heavy shelling and bombing to destroy, genocide, to blow it up, and nothing anyone can do about it. Everyone says the United States can do something about it, but everybody's tax money is being spent the way these few want it to be spent. And we really are powerless over this situation. Yeah, we're praying, but we need to figure out how to do something more than just praying, because praying ain't working. Are we not praying to the white God, one or the other? But, you know, yeah, I know I can get carried away on my little tangents, but, you know, that's what the Real Deal No BS Talk Show is all about. Getting it all out, you know, because it's all about love. Remember the first piece of the show, the Earth, Wind, and Fire piece? If you ever check that entire collection of Earth, Wind, and Fire, you will find out a real deep understanding of world religions and astrology. He goes into a whole spiel in his music, in their music, and it was all created in ancient Kemet. You know, and with the Kush, the Nubians, you know, if we study our history, our true history, what a life, what an existence we should be proud of. You know, we did not start in no damn slavery. And we can't even say slavery because we were kidnapped Africans and enchained and enslaved in a land that which we knew nothing about. And for us to have made it this far is a miracle, because it was not meant to be. You know, I think I said earlier, there are more African-Americans incarcerated and on paper than were ever enchained in slavery. So, you know, is it a whole new flip? Is it a all my friends. I got white, black friends, and I'm not a racist, and I love everybody. I mean, we got some racist people running for office, and they point blank telling us that. I think this woman was asked, she's running for presidency, the governor from South Carolina, who claims she took the Confederate flag down. She's so full of it. That flag was taken down by Bree Neeson. She took that flag down. And if I get a chance, I want to play her music. She's got a CD out, or song out, excuse me, a love song, being honored for our freedom fighters. Check her out. She was the one who scaled that pole and pulled that damn flag down. This broad ain't did nothing. Well, I guess she did pass a bill to take the Confederate flag down. You know, these Confederate monuments. Man, do we really care about any of that shit? Or do we want to be treated equal, fairly? I think we've been waiting for this for a while. I know the King, Sir Duke, was on the show a few times saying that, you know, if we took a piece of the land, part of the country, and we could live in peace. And I tried to remind him, you think about the Chickasaw, the Cherokee, and the Navajo, and the et cetera, et cetera. They tried that too, and look at what they're going through. Look at how much land grab they grabbing from them. And then we look at the fact that, you know, African Americans had land. A lot of us had, I think it was 10%, 10 or 15% of the per capita was after slavery, and now we're only at about 1% of wealth in this country. We're on about 1% because we're busy spending it on Gucci, Louis Vuitton, you know, all the best of everything, and we ain't got no money. We ain't got no real money. You know, we got money that look like money. You know, how much money we spending on our hair and our nails. I mean, we got to just keep it 100. You know, we are spending a lot of money on what makes us look good to make us feel accepted, and we really not accepted, no matter what we put on. I mean, it's deep. It's deep. It's deep. And I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out, where in the hell can I go? Anybody have any suggestions where we can go somewhere and live in peace and tranquility and thrive and enjoy our lives and raise our families and our children? Take care of our elder. You know, there were times long before we came into the yet-to-be United States, the still yet-to-be United States, where, you know, we didn't have any names for prisons and jails because none of us went there. We didn't have a name for a nursing home, orphanage, because we didn't send our people there. But all of a sudden, we get whitewashed, or we get into this educational piece that we all got masters and PhDs and all this great stuff, but we just as ignorant as we were without it, because none of it makes us happy. What did Malcolm X say? You just a nigga with a degree. That's all it is. You know, sorry the N-word was saying, but it was. You know, we keep it real at The Real Deal, No BS Talk Show. Like I said, I got another piece I want to play. This sister wrote this this piece, who pulled that Confederate flag down, Bree Neeson. I'm going to try to find that piece and play it for us so we can end our show out. Please make sure you reach out to me at 224-531-1122 and go to The Real Deal, No BS Talk Show at any time and leave us a comment, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We also have a YouTube page. Please like and subscribe. Let me find this piece for you. Our real hero, Shiro, that took that damn flag down. Yeah, I found it. Bree Neeson, N-E-W-S-O-N-E, Neeson. Bree, B-R-E-E, a true freedom fighter, young woman out of the Carolinas, Charlotte, North Carolina, took this flag down. I think it was 3 years ago she took that flag down. She was on Democracy News. I saw her, my favorite news station. Y'all better check them out. But let me find a little bit of this song. Young woman took that flag down. You got to admire her to even climb that damn pole. 30-year-old activist out of Charlotte, North Carolina. This is an extraordinary sister. Listen to the words of her song here. Thanks.
strong, a love song.
Weighing heavy on my mind, trying to find that word to define how I feel. Cause every time I recline, something goes down to remind me the dream ain't real. And it's jolting to me to realize all the lies, it's insulting to me. But that's the burdens of the young black and gifted, trying to stay lifted in the world that keeps us busy. Just cause we pay nothing, they say go be exceptional and professional. But them cats can't fix what is institutional, so we say fuck it. Cause they ain't got no time for no summit. They trying to wipe us out cause they don't want no real republic. And when we broach the subject, they try to disrespect us. Dragging names in the mud, they ain't got no respect. And yet, you want me to respect authority? It don't make you right just cause you majority. Y'all be quoting King while you pushing a button to drop some bombs with some babies like you ain't doing nothing. That's why you ain't got no jurisdiction with me. Can't handcuff knowledge on the free, stay free. I went through college in the hood, I'll be spreading love to my brothers and my sisters. I cheated like
this.
It's
on you, I know that I love you. I got yourself and nobody else do.
Yeah, I know they trying to break you down. They wanna steal your life and then take your crown. But
this
is
on you, I know that I love you.
Still on a mission, I'm still in the kitchen. They wanna take my prison cause I'm young, black and gifted. Talking down on me cause I came and get them lifted. Interrogating cause I fit the description. Keep on thinking that we all dumb down and ignorant. Like it ain't no kings and queens in our lineage. They just wanna take my experience. They lack understanding of the infinite. But thank God for protocol. So any man enslave another man will surely fall. And that's the law of the universe. See, we were more than just a mess, sir. They still arguing about who came first. Like they ain't never wore the same shirt twice. The chicken or the egg. The evil cares not whose damn blood it sheds.
It's on you, I know that I love you. I got yourself and nobody else do.
Yeah, I know they trying to break you down. They wanna see your life and then take your crown. But
it's on you, I know that I love you.
He wanna be hoping that he gonna be surviving all this gunnery. So much of his time goes to die to bullets, and half of the time it was a cop that pulled. It's real, it's hard to know your country never loved you. Living like occupied people in the Gulf, you black bodies used up and tossed aside. And when emancipation came, then they broke out the strike. Now they trying to lock us up and lock us out for life. And they be trying to block us every time we demand rights. Cause America be fighting as a land of the free, while it's locking up reporters and suppressing our feet. But we gon' keep on speaking. We standing on the freedom side, the light we're beaming. We'll shine the light on all the lies and we ain't leaving. Till every child can sleep at night and wake up in the dawn, feeling strong in her human right. Human right, human right, human right.
Stay strong, stay strong. Stay
stay strong, my brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Deal No BS Talk Show. Glad you joined us today. Please keep coming back. That was Bree Newsom. Get it, get it.
Thanks for checking out the show. You can follow Queen Akaya on Twitter or like her on Facebook at the Real Deal No BS Talk Show.